Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Twitter. So John C. Reilly is joining us right now. And you know John C. Reilly from... we talked about Step Brothers earlier and Talladega Nights, and he's in a new movie, which is called The Sister Brotherhood with Joaquin Phoenix, and it's a Western. And John is on the Framingham Ford studio line this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
We're big
for having me.
We're big fans, and I'm actually a pretty big fan when it comes to Westerns. And I wanted to ask you.
Well, I got a movie for you.
I wanted to ask you what your favorite Western is all time.
Gosh, I don't know. There's so many. That was like a staple of my childhood. Like, they used to have these after school movies, and I would come home and I was a big fan of the Clint Eastwood ones, like Outlaw Josie Wales and
yes,
and what's the other? The other famous Clint Eastwood one.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, that's it.
Yeah, classic.
What made you decide, I don't know how you pick your roles, but what made you decide that it was time to do a Western?
Well, I take all the scripts I've received, I put them on the wall, I blindfold myself, and then I throw a dart, and... No, this one was a book.
I thought you were going to say you Dale Doback in the direction of the script that you want to pick.
I take my samurai sword and I take a big swing. Whatever one I cut in half, that's what I'm going to do. No, this was a book that I bought the rights to with my wife. She found this author, Patrick DeWitt, who was doing a movie with him, and he wrote this amazing Western about two brothers who are hired killers in 1851 in San Francisco in the Pacific Northwest. And they're sent to go kill this guy who has a secret of getting gold out of rivers because our boss has told us they stole from him. And along the way, it turns out to be a much more difficult journey than we anticipated. The guy turns out to be a whole different person than we anticipated. And we end up falling in with him. And anyway, it's both a darkly funny movie, but it's also ends up having a lot of really cool stuff about brothers. If you have a brother or, you know, any kind of sibling relationship, like, I think you're going to find a lot of echoes in this movie because, you know, Joaquin and I, we spend the whole movie, like, riding together, bickering with each other. And I don't know, it reminded me of a lot of conversations I had growing up.
John C. Reilly is our guest, and Texter wants me to ask you if it's true that you were picked to be an Anchorman, but you were busy.
Huh.
Yes, that's true. One of the great tragedies of my life. Regrets, I've had a few.
Yeah.
And that's definitely one of them. I did a table reading of Anchorman, the original table reading when they were trying to get the movie together, and then Martin Scorsese asked me to go do, I think, Gangs of New York. So those are good problems to have.
Yeah, you know? That's true. That's
fair. But luckily, Adam and Will came back to me when it was time to do Talladega Nights and Step Brothers. So all good.
Speaking of Will, the Holmes and Watson trailer looks pretty good.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, we play Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. you know, England needed two wise-ass Americans to come and reinterpret their most famous characters in literature for them. So Will and I were glad to oblige.
It's like shake and bake in Victorian times.
Kind of.
Hey, I noticed with this movie, and then you've got with Joaquin Phoenix, and then also, you know, you've got that Laurel and Hardy movie coming out, and then all the other movies with Will Ferrell. I noticed, like, you're always partnered. You're always in like a duo.
Yes.
With somebody. Is that
well,
something
50% you 50% less work if you work.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah. It's also not entirely your fault if it doesn't if the movie doesn't work. You say, "Well, you know,
yeah.
We tried."
good strategy.
That's why we have LB on this show. Right, so we can blame everything on him.
Yeah.
So well,
the truth is I mean you guys probably know this working together like it's a really it's a great thing when you can find a partnership with somebody and I don't know. There's the two individuals, and there's a third thing that happens when you work with a great partner, and that's can be pretty magical when if you find the right partner. I don't know how you guys feel. You might be sick of each other by now.
Well, we are, yeah, but it's like a dysfunctional. It's like a marriage. We've been together for decades. So, is the did you wear a fat suit for Stan and Laurel?
Stan and Ollie, yeah.
Stan and Ollie.
Yes, I didn't gain 200 pounds to play that part.
Okay. Oh, you didn't.
Thank God. That was one of the first things I said when the guy, you know, the director came to me on, you know, it's the story of Laurel and Hardy, by the way, in case your audience is not familiar with Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. The fat guy and the skinny guy from the 1930s. The director came to me, and one of the first things I said was like, man, I just lost 20 pounds. I cannot gain all this weight to play this part. So if you can get a good fat suit going, you know, maybe I can do it. But it's one of the first things I said because I was like, oh, man, I can't pull a De Niro on this one. This guy, you know, Oliver was just he was a real big guy.
John C. Reilly is our guest. And I also wanted to ask, speaking of great films and great roles, if you based the cop from Magnolia on anybody.
Not really. I mean, it was based on kind of like the show Cops, to tell you the truth.
Oh, really?
Because that was sort of new at the time. I mean, the whole world has become Cops now. But
yeah.
At the time, it was this new crazy show, and we just, me and Paul Anderson used to kind of goof around with a video camera and improvise. And that's how that character came about, was just us worshiping Cops, basically. And then Paul took it and turned it into like a deeper, like, more intense character for the movie, but it's originally where that came from.
Do you watch Live PD? I'm addicted to watching Live PD.
Live PD? What's that?
Oh, it's like Live Cops. It is fantastic. It's on Fridays and Saturdays.
Like body cam? Live body cam?
Yeah, they're with these men and women as they do their cop things. It's fantastic. It's
holy cow. Well, I'm a big fan of that show, The First 48. Have you seen that?
Yes, yes. That's a good show, too.
The homicide detective reality show? Holy
yes.
cow. That's an amazing one.
I'm a true crime addict, so I don't know if you like watching true crime stuff, but I
do. I like documentaries and nonfiction in general. Like, I read so much fiction and I make so much fiction that when I want to watch something, I really crave like documentaries and you know stuff where you can learn about people in order to portray them.
So will you be binging season two of Making a Murderer next weekend?
Oh, gosh, I didn't even know there was a season two.
Yeah. John, get with
that
it.
That guy's still in jail?
Yes, he is.
He's basically in jail for being dumb, that poor guy.
Yeah, you're right about
really,
that.
Did he kill? I don't recall the details of that one.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I don't. Teresa Hallbeck
kind
is
like
the
a dumb guy in town getting picked on by
yes,
the cops.
Yes, yes,
what
yes.
What I recall.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Well, Sisters, The Sisters Brothers is in theaters now, and you can go to thesistersbrothers.com to see where it's playing near you. And then when is...
Yeah, listen, if you love me, go see this movie, please. It really is one of my greatest accomplishments. I produced this movie, and it took me 7 years to put it together, and I'm really, really proud of it. Me and Joaquin like had an amazing time. We have really good chemistry on screen, and... I don't think you'll regret it if you go see it.
Can you go see it in a tuxedo shirt?
if you want to be formal, yeah, you want to party, go ahead and wear a tuxedo t-shirt to the theater.
Is that what's the number one line or number one character that people talk to you about when they meet you, John C. Reilly?
Well, it's for sure Step Brothers. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that movie is so quotable. So for some reason, that movie's really... seeped into the groundwater of people's consciousness. Like, There's a deep, deep love for Step Brothers out there, which I can't blame them. I love it, too.
Was it the late Roger Ebert who said that was like the downfall of society, that movie?
Yeah.
Really?
That was the most amazing review ever.
Yeah.
I think he kind of retracted it eventually. Like, I remember he was kind of hard to find that review. I think maybe he kind of reassessed after he realized, like, maybe I'm taking this too seriously. Yeah, he basically said me and Will were responsible for the decline of Western civilization.
Yes.
Like, wait a minute. Well, we've been declining for a while, pal. It's not all my fault. You know?
And you've done pretty well being responsible for that decline. So thanks for being on with us, and great luck with this movie. And we're big fans, John, so thanks.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the chance to talk about it.
Another guest, as the listener said, I couldn't care less about.
Yeah, obviously you're not invested at all. You don't know anything about him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.